Witnesses and survivors of last week's stampede in Saudi Arabia's Mina tell us more about the chaos and how Saudi mismanagement led to the tragedy.
The crowd grew to a level that I could hardly breathe. I saw many people falling unconscious, and many of the elderly could not walk anymore. They fell on the ground and asked for water, but unfortunately there was neither water nor any security guard to help them. If even a number of Saudi police had been present in the route, this might not have happened. The security forces were very young and had no experience. The crowd was not moving because the road was definitely closed somewhere. All adjacent routes were also closed.
If they want to close the route, they must not close the end of it. They must close the beginning. But Saudis shut the end, and that was their mistake.
I was just trying not to fall on the ground because anyone who fell could not get up. The situation was so bad that if one person fell, others behind him would fall after him. Police did not help us at all, and it was only people who helped each other. Police did not give us water. There were no facilities, no ambulances, no exit route. After about 2 hours, police and ambulances arrived on the scene.
Security forces and police closed one of the two routes. They closed the route on our left and guided everyone to the main route. When we reached the middle of the street, we noticed that something is not right. We saw the pilgrims were climbing up the fence and standing on the roof of the tents. We continued walking but noticed an obstacle some 100 meters from us that closed the road. Pilgrims could not go further on. It was there when people started to fall on one another and bodies piled up.